I'm Austin.
I'm Bridget.
And I'm Lauren. And this is Tipsy Ghouls, a podcast that searches your neck of the woods for the stories that keep you up at night about true crime, conspiracies, and you guessed it, ghosts.
So without further ado, let's get started.
Hi!
Hello!
Hi!
Merry Christmas!
Oh, that's really fucking good.
Holy Merry Christmas. Shit,
yeah.
We are being
Merry
responsible
Christmas.
Drinking
Merry
tea.
Christmas.
And water.
Yes.
Being very responsible humans today.
Oh, wow.
Don't worry, though. We did drink beer earlier. Yes.
We did! Oh my gosh,
and
we did.
And ate brownies and
We've had
of stuff.
A day. And if you're wondering what's happening here, this is a very special Tipsy Christmas.
Woo!
A tipsmas, if you will. Just the tipsmas.
Just the tipsmas.
I'm gonna move over.
Yes. So we will be opening gifts.
Yes.
Yeah, we're doing a little gift exchange.
We
a little
are.
Gift exchange.
Even though Beej already blew our gifts out of the water.
No, literally.
Of course not.
I cannot.
No.
I cannot.
No, yes. I gave an experience gift this year, so one of our favorite, well, they've been there, but one of my favorite coffee
one
shops.
One of my new favorite.
Yeah,
coffee
I'll
shops.
Be here when I'm in Ohio.
Yes. Called St. Anne the Tart, has a little greenhouse they made in their parking lot, and it's so cute, and you can rent it out. It is adorably decorated inside, so we took lots of pictures. And we only got it for an hour, and we were just all sitting there like, it's just so cute. Like, we didn't have anything else to, like, talk about because it was so cute in there.
And
just
honestly,
like, wow. Take it all in.
Exactly.
We have had the best day. Like, so
yes.
If everybody's wondering, and I'm sure you're sitting at the edge of your seats wondering what we're talking about, we have spent our entire day together because when I come to Ohio, right now it's kind of difficult to go do fun things, but since we've learned how to be safe during these trying times, we have decided to try new things in safe ways, and so we've literally spent all day doing things that we just love doing together.
Yes.
And we started by going to this really cool vintage warehouse.
It
was all social distance. There was like no one else there practically. And we got some really cool items.
I got a shoulder sweater.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yes.
Just basically imagine you crop a sweatshirt above the titty line.
Above the titty line.
I got that.
Yes.
Full titty exposure.
It was very underground, very exclusive.
Does anyone else feel uncomfortable with me using the word titty so much?
No.
Of
course not.
But yeah, so we, for this Christmas episode, we are going to do our gift exchange.
Yeah.
And as we said, Bridget did, she gave us our first gift already.
Yeah.
And now we're going to do our little gift exchange. And then we have a Christmas or holiday story. And we're excited
yes.
for it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys just want to open them all at the same time?
Sure.
So it's like not
sure.
awkward.
Yeah. Oh, and one disclaimer. Sorry we kind of took, like, 2 weeks off.
Yeah, sorry. It's been very, with me switching jobs and having a second job and just different work schedules, it's been challenging to find something that works. But we promise we will be back to posting regularly ASAP.
Yes.
Yes.
We were just tired, okay?
Yes, okay?
It's hard.
We were just
things
tired.
Are hard. Yeah. Oh, my God. I just, that spike.
It's okay.
It's because the speaker is directed right at me.
It's just because your voice
Hello?
Is low.
Yeah.
It's like looks
it's
louder.
It's me.
We can test it if you want.
So, wait. I think that we should have one person do it at a time instead
okay.
of all of us doing it at once.
Okay.
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 You go first.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay,
since she already gave us her gift, our part of our gift.
Ooh, okay. This is from Lauren. Copy. Ooh.
It's from Lefties
Ooh.
And Fairborn.
So cute.
I'm obsessed with it. It's my fave.
Cute.
And it's whole bean. They asked me if they wanted
yes.
me to grind
yes.
it. And I said no.
I love
good.
It.
You, good. You know us then.
It is. For like
oh
no
my
reason.
God.
Oh, that's cute.
That's so
I saw
cute.
It at Luna. And I was like, we
Aww.
Love a good catch-all.
I love it. It's so cute.
Love
we
a good
love
catch-all.
A catch-all. Thank you. This is heavy too. Ooh.
It's that Charlie candle that I was telling you guys about.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And
wait, I
want to
smell it.
I couldn't remember, good. Like, who,
oh,
like,
that sounds
what.
Delicious.
No, this is perfect.
Okay.
Delicious.
Oh, my God. Yes. I guess we can explain what we got.
Ooh, heavy.
Lauren got me a catch-all tray, which is also an inside joke of ours. Just, we love a good catch-all. But it's a little golden eye, which is so cute. I love the witchy vibes.
Yes.
And a pumpkin crunch cake candle.
Yeah, that smells really good.
It smells incredible.
It's from that Charlie Candles that I talked about earlier.
Yes. And coffee.
Go find her on Facebook.
Yes. Thank you so much. That's so nice.
You're welcome. Go ahead, Austin.
Next. Well, she has another one. Oh, or do we want to do them one at a time?
No. Yeah, open your next one.
Go Beach.
Go Beach.
We'll
go Beach.
Go
Beach.
Go Beach. Ooh. Aww, I love it.
Okay, good.
So that's
cute.
Cool.
I love this.
I like how you're showing the microphone.
I love this.
Look.
Okay.
It's a little, yeah.
They're kind of scarier than I thought they would be, but
no.
They're really cool.
No,
they're,
that's
I don't
cool.
think they're scary.
It's the star, the moon, and the sun.
These are perfect. I love these so much. They're like little.
They're
tapestries.
Giant tap, or well, they're not giant, but they're giant tarot cards, but they're
those
little
are
tapestries.
So cool.
These are so cute. I love.
And
all
there's
the
another
witchy
thing
vibes.
In there,
oh.
Which is literally what I saw and I said, Bridget.
Aww.
And okay, so
wait, what does it say?
Social distancing.
It's a Bigfoot ornament with. What does it say
that's
on it?
Awesome.
Social distance champ. That's so funny.
So for those
oh
of you who
God,
don't know, Bridget
that.
Literally never sees anyone.
Yes.
Ever.
I don't see anyone, not
and,
even my family.
And she is our conspiracy queen.
Yeah, I love
so
that.
So it's two
oh
birds,
God.
One stone. And another insider thing, she gives us, her besties, a ornament of the day.
Yes.
Tour.
Yes.
And I thought it would be perfect to add to her ornaments with stories.
I love that. Thank you so much, you guys.
Yeah.
Aww. Perfect. I love these so much.
So cute.
I feel very seen. Witchy and conspiracy and coffee. I love it.
All right, go ahead, Austin.
Okay. Yes. Okay, I also got some coffee.
Yes.
Local coffee's great coffee. Better than anything coffee. Else. Coffee. What is this? Stay sexy. Ah! Okay.
I don't know if you have, like, a place to put stickers, but I saw it, and I was like, Austin!
Wow. This wow. laptop I own that doesn't work. I do put my stickers there. So, she got me a Stay Sexy and Don't Get Murdered sticker. Love that.
Stay Sexy and Don't Get Murdered. Do you see Elvis dying?
No! I'm gonna cry. Ooh, okay, okay. Candle. Balsam and
Ooh.
Cedar. You got it right. Oh!
That smells like you.
I know.
Oh.
That smells so good.
That smells so good.
Balsam and cedar candle. Okay. And then Bridget got me. It couldn't be a mug.
No.
It couldn't be.
No, I wrapped it like.
No,
that's fine.
Oh my God! It's a Dolly Parton mug.
Do you remember that day when I was like, "Does Austin like Dolly Parton?"
Yeah,
I think he does.
Yeah. You texted me, you're like, "Hey, theoretically, do you like Dolly Parton?" And I was like, "Yes, she's my girlfriend."
Did I just dream that, or do you actually?
Was
love
Wait,
Dolly
I'm so excited.
And it's from Beck and Call, so all
okay.
Oh, we love local shopping.
Yes.
Okay, well,
this is all local.
Yeah.
None of mine is local, so
that's okay.
Oops.
That's okay. Okay.
Lauren, your turn.
Another small thing.
It's a
little ornament.
That's
so
cute.
They had this at Luna, too, and I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I'm obsessed. We're actually putting up our tree this week,
oh,
so
perfect.
Perfect.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's adorable.
Just an editor's note, since we forgot to describe it. What I gave Lauren was a little ornament that looked like a little potted plant, and it said Crazy Plant Lady on it. It was very cute.
That was very cute. I love it. And...
Oh!
I'm so excited for this.
Oh, shit! Austin texted me last week saying, for no reason, what size Crocs do you wear?
Those
wait,
are
wait,
perfect.
Wait, wait, wait.
Oh my god.
They light up when you walk.
He got me spooky Crocs.
Oh
They're Disney
god.
Spooky Crocs and they have a light up Mickey pumpkin
oh
on
Oh my god.
I love
I'm putting
those.
Them on now. Taking off my fuzzy Crocs. Yes. My spooky Crocs.
Oh my god. Yeah, he told me what was in those and I was like, oh my god. Yeah. That's the perfect gift.
I'm so excited. I'm wearing these everywhere. Thank you, guys.
Yes, hey, thank you, guys. Oh, yay, Christmas.
Christmas. Christmas. Love you guys.
Okay. So me too. Y'all saw me. Yes. Y'all saw me coming. All right. So, in the spirit of Christmas, like I said, we also have just a little holiday story for you. So everyone, cozy in with your locally sourced coffee and your Dolly Parton mug. Light your balsam cedar or pumpkin crunch candle.
Yes.
Curl up in your cozy big blanket because we are talking about Krampus.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I need everyone to know that I'm not going to pretend like this is my story. I directly pulled this from the history.com website. So it's only
this is a dramatic reading.
It's a short story tonight, but I felt like for us to have a Christmas episode, we needed to have a holiday themed story to go with it. So, the origins of Krampus as told by history.com.
Yes.
So every year in early December, children in Austria get ready for Saint Nicholas to visit them. If they've been good, he'll reward them with presents and treats. But if they've been bad, they will get a lot more than a lump of coal. They'll have to face Krampus. Who's Krampus, you ask? He's the half-man, half-goat who comes every year to chase naughty children and maybe even drag them to hell. European versions of St. Nicholas have long had scary counterparts like Belschnickel and Knecht Ruprecht, who dole out punishment. Krampus is one such character who comes from folklore in Austria's Alpine region, where he's been frightening children and amusing adults for hundreds of years. Krampus and St. Nick's other bad boys have their origin in pagan celebrations of the winter solstice. Later, they became part of Christian traditions in which St. Nicholas visited children to reward them on December 5th or 6th. Around that time, his menacing partner, who also visits children to punish them, in Alpine Austria and some parts of Germany, this day is known as Krampusnacht or Krampus Night, when adults might dress up as Krampus to frighten children at their homes. Assholes.
I was like, that's
terrible. Wow. What the hell?
Children might have also seen Krampus running through the street during Krampus Lauf, literally translates to Krampus Run. If Krampus Nacht was a way to scare kids into behaving themselves, Krampus Lauf, which isn't tied to a specific day, was a way for grown men to blow off steam while probably still scaring kids.
Oh my god. Wow.
God.
Austrian men would get drunk and run through the streets dressed as the fearsome creature. Like Krampusnacht, the Krampuslauf tradition continues to the present day. I know. And if you go online and look at the pictures, they're scary.
He's scary.
Yeah, he's really scary. Their costumes that they wear are terrifying. It's just, it's not something for me. Unless I was, like, really drunk. I don't know.
Unless I was really drunk.
So the introduction of the mass visual media couldn't help but sweep the charismatic Krampus up in its wave. When the postcard industry experienced a boom in Germany and Austria in the 1890s, it opened the way of Krampus Karten. These holiday cards weren't meant to make you feel warm and fuzzy. Ones marked Gruß vom Krampus, or Greetings from Krampus, showed Krampus stuffing a distressed child into his satchel and preparing to hit one with his bundle of birch sticks.
Oh my god! No, that reminds me of The Office.
I know!
Yeah, tells the story, yeah. We need to watch that.
Yeah. Many of these postcards depicted Krampus going after children with his sticks, leading them away in chains, or carrying them off in his bag.
God.
Oh my god.
There were also cards that were a little more adult. Krampus cards in the early 20th century showed him punishing children, yes, but also proposing to women. And some cards,
don't make it
Krampus
gross.
Is portrayed as a large woman whipping tiny men with her birch sticks and carrying them off in her satchel.
Now, I can get behind that. That's better.
In another, a smiling woman dangles a defeated-looking Krampus in the air, holding his bundle of birch sticks behind her back.
Yeah.
You can draw your own conclusions about the gender politics of these.
Here for it. Yes, Krampus Queen.
For over a century, most Americans probably never saw a Krampus card or even knew who Krampus was. That changed in 2004 when art director and graphic designer Monty Beauchamp published a book of Krampus cards and helped organize an art show inspired by the cards. Interesting. Whether or not Beauchamp is primarily responsible for introducing Krampus cards to the U.S., Krampus has since become a sort of ironic icon in America. Etsy has a whole section of items inspired by classic Krampus cards. And if you don't have time to send cards, you can buy an ugly Krampus sweater to wear to your local Krampus party or Krampusloft. Krampus's popularity in the U.S. arguably peaked with the 2015 film Krampus, which shouldn't be confused with many other low-budget Krampus movies. Although Krampus is relatively new to the U.S., this Alpine legend is the original Bad Santa. And that is a very brief story of Krampus.
He's scary.
He is terrifying. I am very glad that that's not a U.S. thing, because yes. I would not want to deal with a demon walking around and torturing me.
Here's some vintage cards on Etsy.
Oh.
Ah, yes.
Interesting.
Very spooky.
That is spooky. I don't like that.
And we can put some up on our Instagram as well so that you guys can see what we're talking about. Or you can just go look online.
Oh my God, I just found
they're
a
everywhere.
Krampus prayer candle.
LOL,
oh my
what?
God. Oh my God.
Have you guys seen the Krampus movie?
No, I've never seen it.
I saw it once. It was okay. It was like weird. I feel like they ended up in like a snow globe or something, or I don't know. It was weird. We should watch it sometime.
Yeah. Okay. I just don't like, just why?
Yeah.
I just don't like,
understand. This is so like, unnecessarily like scary. And
right. Weird. Like they're literally torturing these children.
Yeah. Like I feel like that history was mainly just like, I don't know. We've always done it. Like it was just like.
Yeah, literally. They're like, wow, it's how it's always been. So why not?
At least Halloween is like, they used to celebrate the harvest and they used to go door to door and ask for whatever. And it's like, this became trick or treating. Krampus is just like, I don't know. We like scaring kids.
We like scaring the shit out of children to make them listen to us.
Yeah. That's just. That's not what I want to be doing around Christmas time.
Nope.
No, I want to make gingerbread houses and watch Christmas movies
exactly.
and be happy.
Exactly. I agree.
Yeah.
Yes. We vote no on Krampus.
Yes. Krampus is a hard pass for us.
Yeah, I'm very glad that doesn't happen here. I'll take Santa Claus instead.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to ask you if when you were in Germany, if you heard anything about Krampus.
Ooh, yeah.
No, but we did... have, I think it was on like December 2nd. What's it called? You like leave your shoes out on the front door.
Oh yeah, St. Nick Day?
Yeah, St. Nicholas. Mm-hmm. And he would come and like fill your shoes with like candy gold.
Yeah.
So we did that, and it's literally just like the gold chocolate.
Oh yeah.
So like our parents would just buy it and put like the bag in our shoe.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, it was really cool. You just like leave it outside overnight and then he comes.
You guys may already know if you've been listening for a while, but Lauren used to live in Germany.
I did. Yes.
So this was also a fitting story for Lauren's upbringing.
Yes. I didn't hear, I don't think Krampus was a thing, but I can ask my parents and get back to you guys.
Yeah. We did the St. Nick thing too. Like it was just like we got basically what you get in like an Easter basket or something, like little trinkets and stuff in our shoes. Mm-hmm. I guess my parents like started it.
My family's not German.
Yeah, we have apparently we have a lot of German traditions, like the pickle in the tree.
Yeah, we
did that. Yeah, that's a I have a lot thing. Of friends that did do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cute. Yeah, apparently you have a lot of German influence in my family.
All right, you creepy Krampus kids. Are you guys ready to close this session?
Yes.
All right, until next time.
Yeah, you do this one.
Think of anything.
If you want your kids to be good,
hit them with some sticks.
Hit them with yeah, say that.
If you want your kids to be good around Christmas, just hit them with some sticks.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
8. That's how we like it.
All right, you jingle jangle spooky
Krampuses.
Krampuses.
You creepy Krampus.
Creepy Krampus.
You creepy Krampus. See, I can't say it.